Aids to Devotion by Andrew Murray. Chapter 8. The Temple of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 20 to 22. Because you have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We have here again the Blessed Trinity, the Father, God, for whom the dwelling place is built, the Son, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, in whom the holy temple grows, the Spirit, the builder, through whom all the living stones are united with each other and with the chief cornerstone, and thus in perfect fellowship with God. As in heaven, so in the church on earth, and in the heart of every believer, the thrice holy one is the God of our salvation. The great thought of this passage is fellowship, the fellowship of the Spirit as seen in the temple. That fellowship is spoken of first as the fellowship of believers, built up into one holy temple. From verse 11, Paul had spoken of the Gentiles as alienated from the covenants of promise, who are now brought near by the blood of Christ, of the hostility being destroyed and nailed to the cross, that we both might have access in one Spirit under the Father. In verse 19 he says, "You are no longer foreigners and non-citizens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household." As Jew and Gentile, both had access by one Spirit unto the Father, so here by the same Spirit they are built up into one temple. The cross ended all separation among men, Jews and Gentiles, Greek and the barbarian, the wise and the foolish, all are one in Christ Jesus. National and social distinctions are as nothing compared to that unity which the Spirit gives in Christ Jesus. This cement by which the living stones are held together, the bond by which all are members of one household and one body, is nothing less than the Spirit and the life and the love of God himself. The fellowship with Christ, the cornerstone, is also the work of the Blessed Spirit. In him the believer on earth and the Father in heaven find their bond of union. We often suffer much, even in religion, from regarding as an end what is only a means. Men think of pardon and of peace, of obedience and of holiness, as an end, but they're only means to the great end of bringing God and man into perfect union. When we speak of the Mosaic worship, how we prize and press the thought of the atonement through blood, and the access of the high priest to sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat, is the image of what Christ has done for us. But we forget there was something higher, nothing less than the presence and fellowship of God himself. God dwelt in the sanctuary, in the midst of his people, so that he might be their God, and that they might enjoy his guidance and his blessing, his mighty deliverance in their time of need, and his abiding presence. And this is what we need above everything to fix our hearts on in God's word. That fellowship with the Father and the Son, that communion, intimate, holy, and unceasing, is what man was created for and has been restored to in Christ Jesus. As believers accept and realize their dependence on Christ, their inseparable union with him, and trust the Blessed Spirit ever to maintain within them the faith of his presence, they will come to know that the presence and power of God is the highest of all the blessings with which he has blessed us in Christ Jesus. In the apostolic benediction of 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 13, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit indicates what his chief work is. Through him alone we can have our access in Christ to the Father. He reveals Christ to us and the reality of our union with him and the nearness to God which he gives. He not only builds the temple, but reveals the indwelling God. He not only builds the temple as a whole, but makes each heart a temple, and reveals how God is willing and able to be and to do in our heart what he is and does in his heaven above. Yes, what to so many Christians seems an impossibility, that the presence of God himself can be with them and can keep them all the day, is indeed possible if we know and believe in the Holy Spirit as the power of God that works in us. The fellowship with God, with Christ the chief cornerstone, and with each other, constitutes the blessedness of our being built as a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. We need to know how in the cross of Christ all selfishness has been destroyed, and the love that seeks no life but giving of self for others has been made possible to us. We shall then understand that a close fellowship with each other is as sacred and indispensable as the fellowship with God is. We shall not only see how entirely our spiritual life depends upon it, but how there is no way of proving to men our love to God and the reality of God's love to us, except through the love of the brethren. When our Lord Jesus prayed in the last night that they will all be one just as we are one, that the world will know that you have loved them just as you have loved me, he taught us that a divided church is powerless before the enemy. A love to the brethren like God's and Christ's will give us the victory. The world will be compelled to acknowledge that Christ crucified in his love is present and working in us. As one has said, if without recognizing the unity of the body, Pentecostal power were again to be made manifest, the churches would appropriate the glory to themselves and would not lay it down at the feet of the King. When the New Testament standard of the spiritual life is lifted up and the love of the brethren takes the place that God's word has given it as the only proof of the reality of our love to God and of the conformity of our life to the image of Jesus Christ and his love on the cross, our devotions will be delivered from the selfishness that so often hinders them. Our hearts will feel a new confidence that God will hear the prayers in which the Spirit teaches us to plead for the growing of a holy temple in the Lord, a suitable and worthy dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And we shall learn that by the power of the Holy Spirit, God's presence with us and our devotion to him can be the mark of our life all the day.